Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff. Hello and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno. How are we, guys? It's sunny. It's lovely.
It's sunny. It's lovely. I moved house this week.
Oh, yes. Congrats.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And the weirdest thing happened. So the seller, the owner before me, left me a little pack of kind of handover stuff.
Oh, like yeah.
A million spare keys and all that sort of thing. And there was a piece of paper on top of all this stuff with all the neighbours listed on it. So, like, okay. The names of who was either side.
Please tell me there was little descriptions of all of them.
Well, he's gone quite far in both directions, so he knows a lot of the neighbours.
Okay.
But what's interesting is he's marked everyone who is gay as gay.
No! Stop.
I've got it all here.
Is that legal?
Gay, and he's just written gay.
Oh, my God!
Gay, gay, gay.
Wait. Is he gay?
I don't know. I never met him. Does he know I'm gay or does he think I'm gay?
James, that is quite a street of gays. You've got three in a row.
I've got three.
Four now.
There's four gays in a row.
You've got a three-way there. Well, actually, it's a four-way because you've got Kevin and Michael next to Terry, next to David.
I know. I think Terry and David should knock through and become a couple.
You've got a kind of straight annex or straight ghetto over here. We've got Claire and Richard, Simon, Samuel, Sarah and Rachel.
They're the kids.
Oh, they're the kids.
They're the kids.
Of Claire and Richard.
Exactly.
Right, okay.
Now,
and then there's a gap, which is you, I guess.
That's me.
So you're sort of the bridge between the two worlds.
Yes, I'm the bridge from gay to straight.
You're the bisexual one of the street.
What I find interesting is, like, he hasn't gone subtle. Like, Kevin and Michael, for example, he hasn't just written, like, couple. So yeah. He's written, in big capital letters, gay. Gay, gay, gay. But also, like, why tell me this? Like, did you know who I was? Did you know I was gay?
Maybe he listened to the podcast.
Oh, well, if you're listening, Tom, hope you're well.
This is unbelievable. I've never seen anything like this.
I don't know how I feel about it. Because he's outed half the street as well, which is probably some sort of data protection issue.
The thing with this is that it makes it feel like this is a street that's going to know everybody else's business. So, James, your private life's not your own now.
That's what I thought as well. I was like, do I have to register somewhere my gayness?
You are right in the middle, so I am wondering if... It's a kind of, so which way are you going to go when you need to borrow that
exactly.
cup of sugar?
It's where community kind of teeters into...
Surveillance?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's neighbourhood watch on steroids.
I mean, it's also potentially deeply homophobic, but we don't know, do we? We just don't know. I mean, it could be, go right, because gay, gay, gay. Or it could be, take yourself left, because gay, gay, gay.
I've already met Claire. She's lovely.
Straight.
Straight. Straight with the kids.
Bracket straight.
She's lovely.
Yeah, there's no bracket straight for the other side.
That's true.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
Yeah, Simon, he's got nothing. Like, he doesn't have a partner written down, so we don't... I mean,
Simon's on his own and, yeah, no sexual preference.
Bracket's single.
Ambiguous.
Anyway, I think I'm going to get it framed.
I think that's so great.
That is the perfect downstairs toilet piece of art.
Yeah, I might take... When I meet the neighbours, I might take around. Hi, yeah, Terry. Yeah, it's just... Okay.
Well, James, welcome to the neighbourhood.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll fit right in, I think.
Well, by the sounds of it, yeah.
Yeah, sandwiched between the straights and the gays. It's where I've always wanted to be.
So we should get on to chapter 7.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Yes, of course. That's why we're here. What happened?
Oh, yeah, because we never do that, do we?
No.
We are so forgetful this year. Belinda went home to her mother.
Yes.
Had sex with Clint in the weird sea containers and discovered that the 3B tree tattoo was a gift from her mother on her 18th birthday. And yes, it does mean that Bish is in some way family.
Ridiculous.
Yes, and Rocky, in his inimitable style, left us hanging as to quite what it meant.
Exactly. Is he her father? Is he her grandfather?
Is he a long-lost uncle, and so it doesn't matter at all because he's like sort of 13 times removed and only by marriage? We don't
exactly.
know. And we had a lot of fun with her mum.
Oh, she was great. Quite the singer, was she slash I.
A full-time career burlesque performer.
Mm-hmm, to mediocre success.
But it's not all about the plaudits and the awards. You know, she just does it because she loves it.
So what's the next chapter called, dear?
This chapter is called HS2.
HS2?
The high-speed rail line.
What?
I did think that when I saw it. I was like, HS2 does ring a bell.
International
oh, yeah.
listeners, that's a proposed extension of the regular line in London that goes, where does it go?
It's going to go all the way to Birmingham and be like a high-speed rail line between the two. So it connects kind of the Midlands slash North to London a bit more.
Okay, so Belinda Blink 6, Chapter 7, HS2. Family, Belinda blubbered.
Blubbered?
Blumenthaled.
But how? Well, old Mother Blumenthal said.
Oh, I forgot that was...
I did too.
Well, you are Belinda, which makes you my daughter.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
in turn makes me your mother.
Oh God, you're just stalling for time.
And Wolfgang is my stepfather's first son from a previous marriage many moons before my own conception.
Can I just say, cha-ching, 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 jackpot, what did I tell ya?
Wait, what? Is his stepfather's first son?
Stepfather's first son from a previous marriage many moons before my own conception.
So half-brother?
Yeah.
Stepbrother.
Yeah, and there's what, an age gap of...
Well, we imagine 80 years, because he's yeah. absolutely ancient. Although old Mother Blumenthal seems quite old, too.
Yeah, because he's, what, 410?
He's prehistoric.
Well, she goes on to say, that explains how I'm a coquettish 53, and he is a decomposing 87.
Rude. Mm,
it really does, doesn't it? It really does explain that.
Yeah, I love it. That explains and covers completely.
No more questions at this time.
But it also makes Herr Wolfgang Bisch your step-uncle, Belinda.
Okay, fine. But she's also never done anything with him, has she? So there's not...
Sexual.
Nothing yeah, nothing dodgy
no,
there. Okay,
no.
great.
Phew. I mean, how could you? How would you?
Sorry, also, does that mean... I'm sure she's coming to it. I hate to interrupt. You know me, Jamie. I hate to interrupt these books. I really do. But
he's so shy. Don't look at him.
She's got a tattoo of her step-uncle's name.
Well, it's
on her.
I guess it's her name, and because he's still part of the family, mate. I don't.
What are
know.
You talking about?
I don't know.
He's still part of the family.
You always make me have to defend.
Oh
Dad,
my God!
I just don't want to do
because
it
you choose such a strange defence.
I think because
you're still
I
part
read
of the family.
It.
I mean, why not tattoo it on your 18-year-old daughter?
I think because I read it, and obviously I'm the son of Dad. I just feel
why
like
you are you
think
talking
that
like
I have...
old Mother Blumenthal?
I don't have a secret connection to his brain.
There must have been a closer relative that. To attach it to, though.
It was
I mean,
it
the
just...
whole family's Blumenthal. It
yeah.
could have been just like your grandma who had the same surname as you.
But Bish is your step-uncle, Belinda. And he has been looking for you since birth.
Why? Why?
How does he know where she is?
She's so easy to find. Ask old Mother Blumenthal. She'll say she's at Steele's yeah. Potsdam or typhoid.
She's your step-niece. You know the mother.
Wait, since birth. So not even in relation to her work in Pots and Pans. He's been looking for her since
for
birth.
For 29 years.
So nothing to do with her work,
nothing
presumably.
To do with the tattoo, nothing to do with her work. Just looking for her.
But old Mother Blumenthal did say that he was a horrible man, so maybe she... You know, estranged herself and her children from him, maybe... You
but
know.
We presumed that Bish's interest in Belinda was her connection to Trioxybrillo, or at least her connection to Pots and Pans.
Yeah, you're right.
Not just, like, her being a baby, like, not being just her being born. I don't understand.
Also, when she was a baby, we presume she was just with old Mother Blumenthal. So, yeah. Like, I must find her. Well, she's right there.
So he's been looking for you since birth. I always feared this day would come, darling. And it has. Today. Now.
She's mad as a box of frogs, isn't she?
He has found you. And that makes you well and truly fucked.
Well, he hasn't found you.
Mum.
Belinda blinked.
I mean, you would. Never a truer blink done.
As she choo-chooed back to her private London paradise, Belinda's mind was in retching disgust.
Is she on the HS2?
Possibly.
What's private about her paradise again?
Her own flat.
Right. It's quite a nice way of thinking about it. My own private paradise.
It's not very private, though. I think it's surrounded by glass.
I think it's surrounded by gaze, like yours.
Yeah, yours won't be private.
We know that much.
Oh, my God. The parties we'll have.
It's going to be like Mardi Gras, James.
What is it? It's going to be like Heaven Nightclub.
Every day.
Every bloody day. You should come round.
Breakfast time. It's going to be like the club.
We're going to paint the street in a rainbow. It'll be lovely.
I mean, we're making big assumptions about the gay contingent of the street. I mean, they might not like clubbing.
They might be really boring.
Oh, I think they'll probably hate me, yeah.
Well, especially when you go around and go, your reputation precedes you. Here are your glow sticks.
Yes, queen.
Top or bottom?
And by that, I mean I'm new at number 12.
Do you want to watch Drag Race? No? Okay, goodbye.
And all other stereotypes available. At home, she drowned her body in soapy suds, attempting to wash away the reality of her birth.
It's really not, like, not a revel. It doesn't matter.
Also, step uncle, not your birth.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I wouldn't worry about it. I really wouldn't.
As she scrubbed and scratched at her beautiful BBB tree tattoo, the door intercom chimed its pretty little melody.
Fundamentally misunderstanding how a tattoo works. You're not going to scrub it away, are you? She's thinking of pen.
And not even permanent marker, just like byline.
Yeah.
Effing and blinding, Belinda hauled herself from the wet room and dragged her sorry ass to the high-tech hall-based communication contraption.
Hall-based?
Wet room. Retro.
No, honestly, all of it.
What? She demanded.
Her phone man, we've said it before, we'll say it again. For somebody that's in a semi-public facing role, yeah. She has no manners on the phone.
Terrible, terrible.
What? She demanded, flooding the swirly carpet in her stance.
Oh. Sorry, I enjoyed that.
Pizza, spoke the intercom machine.
I mean, she's met a match in terms of communication.
Oh, enter as you choose. Floor 6, penthouse 9.
Floor 6, penthouse 9.
I thought there's only one penthouse. That was the point of one.
Do with that what you will.
I'll just leave this here and I expect it to be gone by morning. Floor 6, penthouse 9. How could it possibly work? That's the point of the penthouse.
Does that mean there's 9 penthouses at least?
But are they all on the 6th floor? And yeah. Also, aren't they usually on the top floor?
Yeah, there's normally only one because they are the penthouse.
Unless the 6th floor is the 6th floor could be the top floor.
But then doesn't it sort of render being in the penthouse a little bit pointless? Wait, but there's 9 of them.
That's what I mean.
There's more penthouses than flats beneath them.
The building is a chode. It's like very, very wide, but quite short.
Oh, did you get one of the penthouses? It's all they've got.
Funny. Belinda hadn't ordered takeaway, but she was always up.
Well, that should ring an alarm bell.
Yeah, don't let me in.
Life's in danger. Ding dong, pizza. Didn't order a pizza. Come on up. I'm in the penthouse. 9.
No, because you know when like someone rings a flat, if they've got a delivery for a flat and they're not answering, they're like, delivery. I'm like, well, I'm not letting you in. You could be anyone.
Did I not tell you about that time that happened recently to me?
No.
And you know there's a bank of buzzers on my thing. There's 6 buzzers.
6 buzzers.
6 buzzers, 9 penthouses. I'm not in the penthouse. So this guy buzzed my buzzer and obviously buzzed all the other ones. I was like, fuck's sake, you know, like, just if you're having friends around, you know, give them the right number. And then I went downstairs and he was rifling through the pigeonholes of everybody's posts.
Not the pigeonholes.
The pigeonholes. And you know they're sacred. And I said, what are you doing here? And he said, oh, I'm just visiting a friend.
Do they live in the pigeonholes?
They're a pigeon. And I said, I'm so sorry, be on your way.
The person in question was a pigeon.
I should have started the story with that. I'm sorry if that was confusing. But you know when I get into my sort of vigilante kind of mode?
Do we know?
Yeah.
Do we know? We've experienced it.
So I said, uh-oh. Oh, Great. What flat does your friend live in?
The queen of passive aggression, Alice Levine. Wonderful. What's her name?
And he said the number. There is no number 18.
Oh, you got that pigeon in its tracks.
And I said, Pidge, get out of here.
Fly away home.
And he was genuinely scared because I said, I never want to see you in here again. It was a proper, like, soap opera, like, get out of my pub moment.
I never want to see you here again.
Also, the door is quite clunky, as you know. And so then he was trying to get out, and I was like, oh, he's scared.
Also, God. Who keeps anything valuable in a pigeonhole? I mean, what was he doing there?
I guess, like, maybe somebody got a new debit card delivered, like, you know, it's got your information on bills and things.
He's a rubbish thief.
I didn't really have time to quiz him about his methodology.
Well, you don't speak pigeon.
Fat pigeon.
Yeah, and pigeons are vermin, so it's good to get them out of the house.
So, Belinda hadn't ordered a takeaway, but she was always up for a just meat delivery, no matter the hour.
Just eat.
Oh, I thought that meant, like, ordering in some meat.
Meat. Yeah. Well, it probably does, yeah, but...
Actually, that's another porn trope, isn't it? The pizza delivery boy.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's so going to shag the delivery guy.
Wrapping her long finger claws on the doorframe architrave, she waited for her banquet to be brought to her.
The doorframe? What now?
Architrave.
What's an architrave?
That's like the moulding around a door.
Oh, look at Alice pointing. It's like that.
It's like, Victorian.
It's like that original feature. I like that she didn't order it, but she can't wait for her feast. She doesn't know what it is.
Pizza's not a banquet, is it? Let's be honest.
Depends how many you have.
The lift was broken, so a good 10 minutes later, she opened the sturdy door with copious security measures. Well, we know about those.
We do.
There, stood there, was a gormless pizza boy, all of 19 and greasy.
Wait, is Chiara Montague still trapped in this flat?
Oh yeah, she was in the back.
Maybe she ordered the pizza.
Yeah, that's true.
He was as blonde as a European beer, young...
That's very good.
Young as Febreze.
As Febreze? Young as what?
Febreze.
The spray that, like, makes things smell nice.
Well, maybe he's, like, fresh.
Okay.
You know, like how it freshens clothes.
But he just said he was greasy.
Young as
Febreze. How old's Febreze?
Do you mean when was the brand started?
Yeah, because I remember Febreze has been within my lifetime.
Within your lifetime.
It's 25 years old, born in 1996.
Oh, so he's actually younger than Febreze.
Well, this was written before, but who knows? I mean,
oh, I see, yes.
We're getting into an absolute birth.
So he's under 30.
He was born within James's lifetime, that's all that matters. So he's as blonde as European beer, young as Febreze, and horny as a ram goat in Estrus.
I beg your pardon?
In where, sorry?
Estrus.
What's Estrus?
Don't look at me, I don't know.
Can you Google it, please?
Yes, I'll Google it.
You know when Jamie gives you the eye, like, go on, I'm like, I genuinely don't know what you said for the last 10 minutes.
O-E-S-T-R-U-S. I imagine that's Estrus.
I'm sorry, it's implicant.
I mean, Estrus.
A recurring period of sexual receptivity and fertility in many female mammals.
Well, like O-E. Is like the beginning of like...
Oof.
Like French egg.
Yeah.
And like, I guess like, I was going to say estrogen, but it's not how you spell estrogen. I was going to say ovum, but it's not how you spell ovum.
So is it something to do with reproduction, do you say?
It's like when you're horny.
Right. Oh, as horny as a ram goat in estrus.
Oh, when they're at their most fertile and like...
And horny.
And horny.
On heat.
And a ram goat has horns.
It works on so many levels.
It works, Rocky.
Very odd.
And the best books are where you have to spend about 10 minutes deciphering the magic.
Googling the word, deciphering what it means, yeah.
Which makes these the best, because we spend so long.
You're naked, he said, steam clouding from both the pizza box and his crotch.
As if.
Don't shag him, Belinda. You're better than this.
You're right, Belinda sassed, as suds fell from both baps and pubic bush zone.
No comment.
So, you're naked. You're right. What's your name, young pizza boy? Belinda vocalised, throwing the pizza box to the ground.
That's a waste.
Don't you eat that?
Monty Jim.
That type of cheese? That's Monterey Jack.
Monty Jim. He gawped at her quintessential tits. Monty Jim, the pizza boy's
seven paragraphs on the backstory of Monty Jim that I've just made up and we're never going to hear from him again.
Monty Jim, the pizza boy's overalls and chef's hat were removed as fast as the food.
She said, "What's your name?" And he's taking the clothes off.
Well, he said, "You're naked." She says, "You're right."
"What's your name, Monty Jim?"
And he's wearing overalls. Why?
And a chef's hat.
He's baked the pizza. Come straight.
It really is a one-stop shop, isn't it, Monty Jim's?
It had been a trying 35 hours, so Belinda's gash was on the lash.
Fantastic.
And jizz was the poison du jour ce soir.
Of the day tonight.
Oh. You're so right.
Poison du jour ce soir.
Oh, my God.
Read that sentence again. That was fantastic.
It had been a trying 35 hours, so Belinda's gash was on the lash, and jizz was the poison du jour ce soir.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic.
Silly little man. You fantastic silly little man.
Belinda, almost air dry, did a headstand.
What are they doing?
Legs akimbo.
You'd be really taken aback, wouldn't you, if she just suddenly was on her head? You'd be like, oh.
Belinda, almost air dry, did a headstand. Legs akimbo, muff well and truly open for business. Standing on a handy footstool with leather seat and ermine trim, Monty Jim the pizza boy found the most forgiving angle for entry.
There's nothing forgiving about this angle. So she's legs akimbo, but head on the ground. He's going
to
almost enter her from above.
Yeah,
he's going to like lower himself into her.
Wow. I'm aghast. I'm agog.
So that was most forgiving angle for entry, apparently.
There's no way. Yeah, okay, fine.
He popped into this stranger with a bone-trembling thrust. He bonked and breathed all over the shop and was very satisfied speedily. After a number of moments, he informed her he was to come.
I'm going to come.
I'm to come now.
With comprehension, Belinda repositioned herself to her knees. Monty Jim, the pizza boy, brought his fizzing cock to Belinda's mouth, and as he lost control, she drunk from his weeping willow.
Wow.
What? I mean, let's just take a minute for the amount of description, which probably took, 12 seconds to write. I mean, it's just a jumble of words, isn't it? But
weeping willow kind of is quite good because your cock's weeping. Well, not weeping. I mean, that sounds like a sore, but...
And what's the willow bit?
Well, it's a tree, so like a trunk.
It's a tree. Well,
yeah, no, weeping willow.
Yeah, wee.
Wood in it, eh?
But weeping willow is like that, isn't it?
Sure. I mean, it doesn't fully work, but...
Yeah. No, I don't agree. question. So she went... When did she... So she dismounted from the headstand, got into a kneeling position.
She was on her knees.
I don't know if I'd let someone who's... I've just met on my doorstep jizz in my face, but that's just me.
You're a prude, okay? And I think we should probably put brackets prude under your name on the street.
Yeah. Despite his age and career achievements, Monty Jim the pizza boy was a man who knew how to knead Belinda's deep pan and stuff her calzone to perfection.
I'm never eating a pizza again.
Belinda had felt secure in opting for a traditional base.
So stupid, leave the metaphor alone.
But was tingled with the extra toppings. Those being...
Doesn't make any sense.
Those being affectionate hair stroking, oral encouragement and bukkake.
Oh. Where's he learned that word?
I worry that that's something that he's, you know, been on the internet and seen. Or learned of.
Bukkakes come in the face.
Yeah.
Isn't there more to it? Isn't it like...
It's definitely not on a pizza menu. I know that much. Don't ask for the bukkake mushrooms.
Because
so you'll get a horrible
surprise.
Nowhere I
dine.
Yeah, those little pots of garlic and herb sauce you get. It's basically...
Well, here it says, it's a sex act in which one participant is ejaculated on by multiple participants.
Right. But it's like, it's on the face, I think. It's like...
It's in and around the face.
The etymology is Japanese.
Trust Alice to tell us about the fucking etymology.
It's a noun from the Japanese verb, which means to dash or sprinkle.
That's well, there
very you go. Delicate, isn't it? Just a little dash in the face, darling.
Just a bukkake of salt.
Bukkake bay.
As Monty Jim the pizza boy clapped out next to the CD rack, Belinda got quite
CD
a shock.
CD rack!
But what do you do with all those CDs?
Get rid.
Have you got rid?
Oh, yeah. I've
You've still
CDs.
Got DVDs. You've got not a leg to stand on, my
I
friend.
I do have a bookcase of DVDs, but I am going to file them away, I think, into like a holder.
Into the bin.
Well, some of them you can't get on streaming, so I'm keeping them.
What can't you get on streaming?
You're going to ask me that.
Mighty Ducks 4 or something.
Some vintage porn film he's awfully attached to.
Oh, actually, that's what it is, isn't it?
I've got some really random, like, I've got... Do you remember Starsky and Hutch with Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson?
I could live without it. No. Yeah. That's for sure.
I have a DVD.
I wouldn't be panicking that it wasn't on streaming.
So, as Monty Jim the Pizza Boy clapped out next to the CD rack, Belinda got quite a shock. The pizza box...
Oh, God.
When Jamie tuts, you know you're in trouble.
The pizza box looked like it was pulsating. Opening it, she was shocked to see the plastic ring divider thing buzzing.
Thing. Oh, it's a message or something.
She pressed the centre, hoping it would shut up, as she didn't want Monty Jim to wake up and claim his tip.
Priority, sweetheart.
What fucking cheapskate?
She didn't order it, to be fair. But just as she did... Senor Zip's gorgeous mouth sounds rang out through mozzarella cheese and slices of pineapple.
Senor Zip loves his communication devices, doesn't he?
So wait, where's the message coming from?
It's called a pizza saver.
Grrr, Mr. Huffman. Belinda blinked.
The sound quality is the same whether it's a radio, a pizza. It's always very, very hissy.
He's entered into the World Uno Championships in Berlin proper.
What?
He's entered into the championships.
Of Uno?
Oh, I thought it meant one.
No.
Like the first champion. Oh, no, you literally mean Uno.
The card game Uno, which I love. Pick up four.
Reversey-versey.
What? Belinda mouthed. Tonight.
Tonight. Call her on the phone. Why do you have to be in a fucking pizza saver from Monty Jim?
Tonight, Belinda gasped. Better get a move on.
That's the same. What was the fun he said the first time?
Thought you'd like to know.
Just sign off. You don't like. You just don't need a last message.
So hang on. So
you can't actually mean that Mr. Hushman is in an Uno championship
in Berlin
tonight.
Proper tonight. What's Berlin proper?
Ce tonight.
Soir. Ce soir. du jour. And get a move on. Without a second to lose, Belinda Blumenthal gently woke up Monty Jim the pizza boy, tipped him, showed him out, packed her bags, watered the houseplants, set the security code and left the apartment in an unparalleled rush of urgency.
Wow.
Still naked.
Still naked?
So all that and forgot to dress.
Didn't dress.
And probably didn't eat the pizza.
No.
It was a high-tech communication device, not a pizza after all.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sadly for Belinda, her flight was delayed.
Oh, she needed a rush. Could have put clothes on.
Even a frantic Wi-Fi call to Hazel from just over Hanover couldn't help. Of course not. You're mid-flight. What's another pilot supposed to do?
I have a question, sorry. Why do we care about Mr. Hushman again?
He has the blueprints.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
But time to enter an Uno competition.
Your answer to everything that I ask is, got the blueprints. These fucking blueprints. When we get them, can we take a picture of them, upload them to some site, email them to some friends? Yeah. So just
make
loads of
copies,
exactly.
For God's sake.
Let's get a little PDF going.
By the time she landed in the centre of German productivity, she had almost certainly missed the tournament. Such a pity, for Belinda Blumenthal was an assassin at Uno.
Was she?
Apparently.
Learn something new every day about her, don't we?
Do you think we'll get sent free Uno?
Oh, I hope so.
A lovely fresh pack of Uno.
Oh, lovely. Because the cardboard, it crumbles very quickly.
It will perish if you take it on holiday, if that's near sand or sea.
Yeah, I think there's an Uno Extreme. I'd love to play Uno Extreme. Never played that. I don't know what happens in Uno Extreme. Maybe someone dies.
How extreme can it get? Yeah. Uno Russian roulette. There is only one Uno. Sorry, this now sounds like an advert. There is only one Uno.
You're as obsessed as Belinda.
What I mean is, there's only one game you play with Uno, though, isn't there?
Uno.
Uno, yeah.
Yeah. That's
what I meant to call that. Close the title.
No, but what I mean is, Uno Extreme, is that just like how fast you go?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe they add in more trick cards, like pick up 10. Can you imagine a pick up 10?
Can you imagine? Oh, what a night that's going to be.
What do you say when you have one last card?
Oh, I don't know.
Our family says Uno Last Cardo.
Right.
Oh my God.
Do you just say Uno?
I think we just say
Uno. Some people
Uno.
Like knock the table.
Oh yeah, we do a little knock on the table.
Oh, how civilised.
Yeah.
Yeah, Uno Last Cardo, which is probably some like inappropriate.
Yeah. Like, it's appropriation.
Spanish-English hybrid.
Oh my God, that's so great.
Uno Last Cardo.
Uno Last Cardo. Sounds like something Rocky's written for sure.
At the carousel of false hopes, a huge man from the Rhine region leaned on Belinda's empty luggage trolley.
Oh, God, we've heard him do German before.
You may have missed the game.
German. Herr Belinda.
You may have missed the game, but
no,
you...
that's fully... Scottish, that's Spooner.
Yeah. Spooner's back from the dead.
There's a guy in that Bond film. He goes, I could shoot you from Stuttgart, Mr. Bond, and still have a great shot.
What is he talking about?
I don't know.
He's made himself laugh, though. That's the main thing. He's really enjoyed his own impression.
He's having a little tee.
We haven't seen it. And he's like, what I just did was very good.
It was terrible.
So channel that, then, because that sounds a bit German. Okay.
You may have missed the game, but you can still win the jackpot, Belinda.
We'll go with it, but...
He stamped a sexy stamp on her hand. Belinda blinked. The design thoughtfully had the dress code and address included, so once her blasted case arrived, she freshened and dolled up at the hotel. It was a nice one, with a chandelier and 24-hour full menu room service.
That's what I like to hear. Because you know when you get in late, and you're like, oh, I could murder her, whatever it is, mac and cheese, pepperoni pizza for you, James.
Club sandwich or bust.
Yeah, there's like three things. You're like, I don't want that.
Sorry, I think because of my terrible accent, we missed that. So you may have missed the game, but you can still win the jackpot. That might be useful. So now she's having to go to something with a stamp.
Oh, just so that she's missed the Uno championships.
Yeah.
But how can you still win the jackpot? Oh, it's code. What?
Well, maybe the jackpot being the you blueprints. Can still get the blueprints.
It's always the answer. It's always the answer.
I fall into the trap every time.
If in doubt, blueprints. So a couple of hours of darkness later, and Belinda exited her private automobile dressed head to toe in crystal encrusted chainmail.
To be fair, sexy as fuck.
That's quite a strong look.
Heavy outfit, though, isn't
really
it?
Really heavy.
Chainmail, isn't that what knights wore?
Yeah, ready for medieval warfare.
Danke, das Taxi, she said, as she slinked into the sexy Berlin torture garden party.
Ooh.
I'm imagining like dog collars and people on maybe like leads and leather and PVC and okay, that's kind
all
of like
that.
Yeah, whips.
Her stamp was viewed, and within seconds, she was in. It was dark and smelled of Belinda's favourite stench.
Oh, come.
Fresh sex.
Same.
As she delved deeper into the madness.
I hate that we know that. What are you wearing? Come.
As she delved deeper into the madness, she bore witness to sex tourists making body casts out of hot wax, a boob, a ball, an anus.
A ball?
An anus? How are you getting the... I guess you're parting the...
Scanning the room with her special retina-sensitive shades.
She knows how to party.
At night.
She wondered where the rogue background goon was.
Mr. Hushman.
Suddenly, the special retina-sensitive shades went into overdrive. Small neon green typewriting words computerized across her eyes. There is Mr. Hushman.
Why wouldn't it just say Mr. Hushman? Why would it say there is?
I mean, we've all seen shit technology in films, but this is really, like, the idea
you
of, like...
You know, green text, you know, yeah. that kind of,
like... The Matrix.
Yeah, very Matrix. Also, the crosshairs, probably.
Yeah, know, yeah, like yeah. Scanning the face.
100%. And a bit like a TLC video where they put the lattice, you know, yeah. the sort of, like, grid structure mm. over each person, like, vood, vood, scanning.
So, there is Mr. Hushman. He is in disguise.
This technology is amazing.
It's so sophisticated.
And also so casual.
And yet so improbable.
So what are these? These are just retina...
These are her special retina-sensitive shades.
Retina-sensitive?
Well, they're sunglasses by the sounds of it.
So she's scanning, they're working a tree. We presume Mr. Zip, Senor Zip to you and I, has created this device.
Yeah, so maybe it's in his voice, who knows.
No, please don't do it in his voice. I'd love to know how Rocky has written the sound that you did.
Doobie 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 doo.
What, it says that?
Doobie 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 doo.
Doobie 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 doo doo.
Typical goon, Belinda below told Belinda above. Always hiding and not facing reality.
Get with it, goon.
She worked her way through the darkness, guided by her special retina-sensitive shape. I thought you all knew them.
I really don't.
All together now.
Guided by her special retina-sensitive
shades.
Suddenly, they spelled out the word...
Danger.
Jackpot.
Oh!
With a little binary cartoon of Senor Zip saying good luck in a text-speech bubble.
This is incredibly distracting if you're trying to go on your mission. It's like, ding, ding, you just won £10. Ding, ding. Yeah.
Good luck. Belinda Blumenthal was a woman of the world and not easily second-footed.
Uh-oh.
But before her was a man dressed in the most unusual get-up.
I mean, you are at a party for kind of BDSM vibes. I mean, don't expect suits.
Obviously, she had sexperience on the London fetish scene. Mm.
Sexperience.
So costumes were nothing special. If anything, they were a bit prosaic to Belinda's cultured clit. But this mountain of fluff before her was commitment made real.
What?
Oh, so she's not anti... costumes or props, but she wants people to go like full on.
She wants James Cooper.
Yeah, I was going to say, we discussed this last episode. Yeah, like James levels of fancy dress.
To fuck a rather large mouse would be a departure for any human.
So someone dressed as a mouse?
And Belinda, well, Mr. Hushman, presumably. And Belinda.
Mr. Hushman's disguised as a mouse, and the glasses could tell.
Now well, that's not, vermin.
Not disguised, I think, you know, what is it called that? Kink.
Oh, it's called being a plushie. No, being a furry.
Furry, that's it. Furry. So to fuck a rather large mouse would be a departure for any human. And Belinda...
No shit. That's a big Tuesday.
And Belinda was anything if human. Being a game girl, Belinda flashed him her fluorescent smile. Fluorescent smile.
Or maybe there's like UV lights in there and when it hits your teeth.
Okay.
James has been to the clubs.
Yeah.
I've been to a torture
He's
garden.
He's been to next door. He knows what goes on. In response, the man mouse spoke with the highest pitched voice.
I cannot wait. Go on.
Belinda's ears had ever been privy to.
Oh my God, I've got to set up straight for this. Highest pitch you can go, James.
Oh God.
I am man.
I am man.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to come away from the microphone because that's so unpleasant.
I am man. Here for fun.
He squeaked.
Where's he from?
Oh, hang on, he's a background goon. Oh, not fucking German again.
High-pitched German. Oh, my, this is excellent.
Oh, mum.
Oh, wow, something really unusual happened there.
I'm breaking.
The mouse's balls dropped.
Okay, I'd say we could get less volume, okay, higher, and German.
So everything.
What's it like?
I am man here for fun.
He squeaked. I am woman here for sin. Belinda winced, secretly hoping the city dogs were all tied up.
Winced at her own cheese baldness. Oh God, can you imagine though? A pack of dogs just like running at him at the big mouth.
Oh my God, please say there's more. Please say there's more. I am bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Hushman uttered.
I mean, Hushman, baby, Hush.
Now, Belinda normally loved oversized body parts of the body.
Yep.
But these buck teeth look nasty.
Oh, buck. Oh, yeah, I guess a bit like a...
Is he wearing fake teeth or those his teeth?
It doesn't specify. What excellent multitasking, Belinda answered. A killer kink plus protection from the Berlin chill.
How does this relate to Uno?
We've left Uno. He's probably won the jackpot. Hushman laughed as he led her to a privatish corner for a rodential pounding.
A rodential pounding, like a rodent pounding.
Right. Ugh.
How?
That's horrible. Oh. A rodent pounding.
The reason he couldn't say it is because we've never heard the phrase rodential pounding.
I'm
ever.
Wondering, then, is there some kind of hatch or flap? Because if he's in a big mouse,
yeah.
How are you pounding anything?
As he got out his massive piece of cheese.
Oh, no. It shouldn't be cheesy.
Yeah, don't call a cock cheese.
Big slab of brie. Belinda stopped the proceedings.
Oh.
Sorry, Squeaky, she said.
Squeaky.
Sorry, Squeaky, but this fluff will get into every hole. Chinese manufacturing screams corners cut, and though I vow to raise the subject at my next East Asia cookware conference, I can't.
Fair enough. I mean, she's a quality gal.
What's she raising?
That the costume, I think, is low quality, and that when they pound, like, she's just going to get... Is it fibres all over, or...?
Fluff into every hole.
Yeah.
She's going to raise that as a talking point at the next cookware meeting in China.
You got to have some stuff to add to that agenda, otherwise... You just don't look active. Any other business? Actually, yeah.
Your furries costumes. Shoddily made. Be like me, she said as her glittering chainmail fell to the ground with a clunk. Strip.
Do you think he's going to have the blueprints on him right now, like in his arse crack or something?
I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about the blueprints.
Sorry.
The mousy Hushman was surprisingly obedient. And as his huge bodybuilder body squeezed out of the animal's skin, Belinda got wet downwind.
What an unpleasant chapter for language.
But Belinda wasn't stupid. She was really hunting about for any sign of the blueprints.
Oh, was she? Oh, well, brilliant.
Pretending to find a hanger... She discreetly inspected the mouse suit. Nothing. Mr. Hushman chirped.
What is you about?
What is you about?
With a thinking beat, Belinda prodded her finger at the label. Guangzhou, told you.
Oh, so it's a Chinese... Okay.
The bafflement on Alice's face.
Okay, great.
Guangzhou, told you.
Guangzhou, told you.
Guangzhou, told you. This is a man, don't forget.
Next was to search every inch of this background goon's person.
Oh, no.
Check his arse.
As they fucked like a couple of ferrets in a field, her hands went up and in everywhere. Just then, a sultry stranger slinked towards them. This was standard practice at a sexy torture garden party, and Belinda knew the saying well.
I love the way you delivered that. Like, the standard practice, nothing to be worried about. This is completely normal.
Somebody slinking up to you, you shouldn't be alarmed.
This was standard practice at a sexy torture garden party, and Belinda knew the saying well. Two's company, three's a fuckfest.
It's true.
Who was it that said that, famously?
I think it was Churchill, wasn't it?
Churchill.
Yeah.
And boy, oh, the sex was wild. Belinda could feel 20 fingers and 20 toes all over her body at any given moment and writhed in sucking off Hushman while licking out the third wheel.
Is that the newcomer?
The newcomer. She particularly liked the bit where Mr. Hushman was yapping at the ecstasy of fucking between her titties while she brushed her snatch against the other pussy present.
Lovely. Can we get the yapping? I think even higher.
This sounds like a lot of fun.
But Belinda couldn't believe her vagina. It had never lied to her before.
She's chatting away to the brain. She's chatting away to the vagina. She's got the specs that are chatting to her. I mean, how does she get anything done?
It had never lied to her before. But there was a first time for everything. This fanny was neither fish nor fowl.
Oh, don't. God.
Cheesy dicks and fishy fannies.
Fowly fannies.
It was neither fish nor fowl. This fanny.
Well, don't even bring it up then. Yeah. I don't want to think about
don't
it.
Don't need to say it.
I didn't say it wasn't fish or fowl.
I did say it wasn't. What?
This fanny was neither fish nor fowl.
Disgusting.
But there was a zing that reminded her of a taste bud explosion that took her back to a beach.
Beach, beach, beach.
Which led to a salty ocean.
Salty ocean.
Was that, who was she on the beach with when all those secret cops came down?
Bella?
That in time had lapped around her own luscious lady lids. Yes, she had tasted this vulva before. No mistake.
What a strange skill.
Her mind flicked through its booklet of sexual encounters.
Booklet? Fucking encyclopedia. Jesus Christ, like a full-on directory.
Her mind flicked through its booklet of sexual encounters, fishing for identity. Belinda blinked. And that's the end of the chapter.
A lot of sex in that one. Yeah, I am pooped.
Yeah. Oh, knackered, but satisfied. I'd say one of my faves in a while, actually. It just had a bit of everything. It had, like, the intrigue, the
bit
sex.
Bit of travel.
Exactly. We started where we'd left off, so, you know, he didn't leave us, you know, hanging over the mum stuff. Yeah, really very
didn't
nice.
Didn't leave us hanging like a big dick on a nudist beach, but, you know, kept the story going.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So who do you think that vagina is?
Would you recognise it if it walked past you in the street?
Have you ever tasted genitals and known who it was? You can get in contact with us. You can tweet us at dadwroteaporno.
You can send us something a little bit longer if you want. mydadwroteaporno@gmail.com.
Yeah, and don't forget to follow and subscribe to us on all of your podcast apps. And we are going on tour in 2022. It is Belinda's 30th birthday.
Yes, I think there's still some tickets available if you want to come see us. All the details are on mydadwroteporno.com.
It's going to be well fun.
And Instagram. Anyway, so...
Poor Instagram.
My dad wrote her.
And poor Facebook. Never gets a look in.
Oh, God. Well, it's dead. Anyway. See you next week. Anyone for a game of Uno?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm actually in training for the championships. So that would be great.
Woo! Uno Lascardo.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.